You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Getting ready to go on vacation. What are the things you do to prepare your house? I feel like my husband and I, like, we are polar opposites. He is so organized and responsible, and I am just such a wild, hot mess in so many ways, you know? Like, I am concerned about, do we have bathing suits? You know, things like that.
Yeah.
He will start making, like, lists months in advance of all the things we need to do around the house. Like, he'll be like, well, we're not leaving till I mulch. I'll be like, what?
What does that mean, man? Like, what? I'm going to go on vacation.
Right. No.
No, that's so funny.
The way he thinks is like all these things have to be done. And his list is long of things to do to the house. But they did release things you're supposed to do before you go away on vacation, like the practical things to your home. Ask a neighbor to get your mail or schedule your mail to stop. Nope, never crossed my mind. I just let it pile up and like let them leave it on the side. It's all junk mail anyway.
I'm not doing that.
Yep. How about call your alarm company to tell them you'll be away? Oh.
I mean, the alarm, if you have an alarm, you turn the alarm system on, the alarm knows that you're away. Why does the alarm company want to know whether or not you're away?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, basically, when I put arm away, don't you get it? Like, I'm not there.
Yeah, and the person doesn't have your safe word or password or whatever. So when they call and they go, listen, man, the alarm went off. What's going on over there? They can't say the correct thing, spumoni or anything like that. They don't know.
Yeah, they said, it's funny. One of the things on this list was you should have a house sitter for while you're gone. Mm-hmm. This is the first time that I'm going away that I have a house sitter, which is interesting. I shouldn't say it's a house sitter. It's a dog sitter that'll just be staying at my house. Like, it's a house dog sitter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's called my mom. It's the grandma. Yep.
Water your plants. Oh, no, I just let them die. Listen, it was a good
run.
That's
not nice.
We had a lovely time together. Unfortunately, you know, at this point, I got to get out of here and put on a bathing suit. Clean out the fridge. That's a good one because it's nasty when you get home and all the mold is growing on the strawberries.
What's my mom there for? Get in there and eat, Mom. Let's go.
Set the thermostat. This is my crazy husband where he's constantly fidgeting with the times and the this and the that to try to make sure everything stays on track.
That's on my list.
And then also unplug all your appliances. Also something that would never cross my mind.
I mean, right. Like, I mean, come on. You're not walking around and unplugging your extra televisions or whatever.
Paul does.
Stuff that I do. I cut the lawn short. Right? Because the dogs are so short that by the end of the week with the irrigation and whatnot, it'll be tickling their bellies and then they don't like to go pee. Mm-hmm. So I cut it super short. Climate control, I do that. The thermostats and all that. I check the windows, make sure they're locked, obviously. And then I move the cars around so it looks like there's people there all the time. But I also give my mom the closest, you know, parking spot to the house.
Do you do the thing where you like leave the lights on in random rooms so people think you're home?
Yeah. We've got like certain things that are on timers and that runs right into like cameras. So like I charge all the camera batteries. I make sure the angles are all right. Things that I can snoop around while I'm on vacation, right? I'll be like zeroing in on my neighbor's, you know, house or whatever. I can do all those things.
Yeah. Well, what's the thing that you do before you go on vacation? Like the things you have to do to your home to prepare. 1-800-330-9999. Oh, I just had a terrible vision in my head. Over the list of things you're supposed to do to your home before you go on vacation include lock the doors, turn off the water supply, clean out the fridge, and then empty the trash. And I was like, empty the trash. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine you walk home, you walk in the front door, and there's just mice in your garbage.
Oh, you mean like inside your house? I think they mean outside too, like take it to the curb and all that. Tell your neighbors.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. You're going on vacation. What are you doing to your house? Hi, Lisa.
Check my washing machine because I've come home and found things that weren't so pretty in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, check the washer. That's good, right? Because you come back. and everything is nasty. The clothes are dead.
Right.
You got to get rid of the clothes. Exactly. And then you got to clean that washing machine like crazy.
One time I came home from Mexico. Right. We had such a nice time. And we walked in and I was like, what's that smell? And we walked into our dining room and we had our washer and dryer upstairs. This is when we lived in the townhouse. And it leaked. And it went through our roof.
I had a friend. That's exactly what happened to their house. They went on vacation. Same thing for like a week. The washing machines used to be on the second floors. It was a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell through that floor.
We're so lucky.
Into the kitchen. It nearly went into the basement because it was like a multi-level townhouse.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was devastating.
Well, I've been lucky. I just had smelly clothes. Nothing
yeah.
was feeling.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is even after you clean your washer after that for like the next 10 loads after, you're like...
It still smells weird.
You're like, do our clothes smell? It's in your brain, you know?
Bailey, what do you do before you leave for vacation to your house?
I pack probably about a week before vacation, and I clean. Like, I deep clean because I want to come home to a nice, clean home. Like, I don't know. Is that just me?
I think we've been talking about it. A lot of people do that, but you pack a week in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only time I packed a week in advance for anything in my life was when I was a teenager, like when you had nothing else to do in your life.
No, I think it's more about like, listen, sometimes you want to carve out that mental health space saying that I'm already gone. Right. And that, you know, that last week is going to be hectic and busy. Mm-hmm. And you know that you're going to, you know, there's going to be the things you forgot. There's going to be extra stuff at work. As you said, you like to clean your house. So I get the packing a week before. When I go camping, I do the same thing. I line a lot of that stuff up like a week before because it makes it easier when I go to turn to it. And plus, I don't have to think about it all week. My biggest question would be, what are you wearing? Once you packed for your vacation and you got that whole week to go, like, what are you wearing at that point?
That's the worst when you're like, listen, you can't wear those shorts.
Right.
Can't bring that dress, you know.
I came back from vacation and I was on my backup underwear for like 3 days until the laundry got done.
Vincent, how about you? What do you do right before you leave for vacation to your house?
We have a lot of animals, so we can't leave our house without somebody staying there. We have horses. I have to put a gigantic bale of hay out. I have to fill up waters. I have to make sure all the fencing is secure, prepare a bedroom for the house sitter, clean out the garage so the dogs have a place to be, make sure there's food for all the animals. It's almost not worth it to go on vacation.
Raven writes a 3-page instruction letter to whoever's watching his dogs.
My wife writes it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's written it and she updates it all the time.
Do you also have a 3-page, 12 font typed single space letter?
My wife has a digital version of that that she just kind of has a copy and paste that she texts to the house sitter.
And then, of course, you got to feed whoever's coming and you got to pay them too.
Forgot about the stuff.
Yeah,
the
we don't feed them. I do have a tendency to just leave the fridge, you know, with what they can feed themselves.
Okay.
Well,
there is the big bale of hay.
They can feed themselves.
Yeah, there is the big bale of hay, right. So
when your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again. Without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.